This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station of AM 860, AM 930, The Answer, plus FM 93.7, to some great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those that are keeping us free and safe. Now, for everybody that's working on a Third Watch, thanks for the job you're doing, keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the guys and gals driving the 18-wheelers out there, going coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as our drivers that are driving for FedEx and UPS and the bulk mail haulers hauling the mail. Gotta have them. And, of course, let's not forget about the fact that we also have got our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel where it needs to go. So if you got some petrol to get you from point A to B. And, of course, we also have got our Amazon drivers as well as our Amazon workers working in the offices, and we appreciate all of you very much. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. And you can find us all over there the same way, Captain's America, Captain's America. Very simple, very easy to figure us out over there. And if you want to check out our website, we're always playing the program over there on a delay 24/7. You can go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. All right, and joining us right now from California, IA, we have the one and only, the professor of politics, and that would be none other than Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you so much, Captain, and good morning to everybody out there.
Yep, it's a little cooler than what it was last hour, but we'll survive. I will survive. All righty, thanks, guys. Thanks, gals. There you go. Okay, we'll put them to bed because they got to get up early in the morning. A lot of stuff going on down here tonight. We got the TV guys in town with the big trucks setting up for Monday Night Football.
Well, that's really going to be cool,
yep.
I think.
Yeah, they got miles of cable literally to set up, so they come in here and they start doing it right about now, get it all done so they're ready to go Sunday. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And we say that to cover everything that we do here in this program, because if you understand those two words that we emphasize, under God, you'll understand why America is the country that it is, right?
Well, of course, that's right.
All right. So here we go. You know, just when you thought you could sit back and relax and kind of smell the roses, along comes an accident that, and this was being called, an accident that declassified documents turned up at President Joe Biden's former Washington, D.C. think tank office.
Well, that's right. You're talking about the University of Pennsylvania, the Penn Biden Center, basically.
Yes. Yeah. Yep.
That's right. Yeah, and those documents dated back through like 2013 through 2016, or 2012, I think, through 2016, and they were there. That's right. And you know, it's interesting, Captain. Now that they found a second group of documents at a different location, we understand, it starts to beg the question, what in the heck is going on with Joe Biden and classified documents? The media went into total meltdown mode over the idea that there might have been classified documents at Mar-a-Lago. And as you correctly point out, locked up in the basement, this kind of stuff, the government knew that they were there and this kind of stuff. In other words, they were trying to negotiate getting them back, basically. But in this case, Captain, it looks like these documents, from what we can tell so far, were just sort of there and accessible to virtually anybody.
That's correct. Want to read them? Just walk in there, put your hand, stick your hand in the box, boom, pull them out and look at them. Yep. Mm-hmm.
That's right. And of course, the thing to watch for is the marked difference that most in the media, even at this initial stage, are going to try to give Biden a pass, explain it away, try to make it look like, well, it's really no big deal. But compared to Donald Trump, Donald Trump is the you know, this horrible thing, and that, yeah, Joe Biden, this was all fine and understandable. They'll try to spin that for a little bit, but it's going to get worse.
Well, it is going to get worse, and unfortunately, there are some very well-skilled people that are taking a look at this, that are reporting on their own. And basically, they're saying that this is much worse than anything that Trump did.
And that's going to be very significant, because you're going to have these mechanisms of the intelligence community and so forth get involved here. As I mentioned in hour number one, we're going to see, I'm sure, the DNI have to figure out how this happened and do an assessment of what it means and what kind of damage could have been done to U.S. national security as a result of it.
Yeah. Can't wait to find out about that one. Well, I hear the music coming up in our ear. That means that it's going to be time to take a break. And we'll come back from that break with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. So, Kyle, you hang on. And, folks, we'll be back. Don't go nowhere, no how. I got lots more to talk about here on the Radio on a Thursday morning.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative. God bless America.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Youngevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York fire rescue captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All righty. Thank you very much, Frank Silvato. You'll hear him again Friday on the program. And coming up, I might add, in the 5 o'clock hour, hour number 4, we've got our friend... retired United States Lieutenant Colonel, Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright coming on. And we're going to talk about something that happened in England at Heathrow Airport. And you are going to want to pay attention to that. I haven't said anything with Kyle about it because I'm going to go about this in terms of a military report because of the nature of what it is that we'll be talking about. And that's about all I'll say about that because this is something that's extremely troubling and very important that needs to be discussed for what it is that happened over the past few days in London at the Heathrow Airport. So, back to Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a product that I take religiously, have for going on well over 9 years now. And one of the reasons I take it is because it works. And if you have arthritis or bursitis and you've got pains and aches and all that sort of stuff that you get because of the cold weather when it comes around, this is a product that will definitely help you when it comes to that. But it will help you in general because it goes after pain by going right straight to the source. And it goes after the inflammation, which is the other thing that causes the pain. It causes the swelling. So go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Check it out. And for $19.95, you can order the 3-week quick start over there, and you'll be out long on your way towards getting yourself out of pain. relieffactor.com/captain. And Kyle says,
All you have to lose is pain.
Had to think about that for a minute, didn't you?
No, not at all, because it really does work.
Yeah. By the way, Kyle, you going to take the corporate plane and come over here Saturday?
I would love to.
Well, we've got the gun show going on Saturday over at the Largo Event Center, 6340 126th Avenue North in Largo. I will be there from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. On Saturday, they go from 9 to 5, and they have a concealed carry class over there, too, if you want to go ahead and get your permit. And they also are going to be there on Sunday, same location. I won't be there Sunday. I'm just there Saturday. But it's always a good time, always a lot of great things, specials and different things that they have, not only with the guns, but occasionally with the ammunition, but certainly with a lot of the camping equipment and the knives, a lot of knives there, and that sort of thing. And you'll be able to save yourself some money, and you never know what you might be able to find. You know, somebody else's throwaway, so to speak, is another person's treasure, right?
Sometimes it's very true, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the WHO, the World Health Organization, not the band, is seeking more China COVID data, and they're praising the U.S. for their transparency.
Well, that's very true. That's true. Certainly, Captain, I don't know how long we're going to have to be waiting to get more or more complete or more informative data from China. I think that might take some time. And certainly whatever we get, we're not going to be too sure of, I hate to say, in the long run. That being said, yes, typically you're going to have countries that are going to be more transparent, like the United States. But the heart of the matter has, and I think always will be, until we get some kind of definitive answer, and I think we'll be waiting a long time for that, as to exactly how the COVID-19 virus came to be. We understand about looking for gain-of-function research and the money that went from the U.S. over to China to the Wuhan labs and so forth, but we need to have a comprehensive answer to this at some point. Otherwise, it could happen again. There's nothing precluding that. If this kind of research is being done anywhere, the same kind of thing can happen all over again. Could be a lot worse.
Yes, it can. By the way, local GOP leaders from Long Island, New York State, are calling on the Congressman, Mr. Santos, to resign. He's refusing to resign. Of course, the reason they want him to go is because he did a lot of lying on his application and his resume, right?
Well, that's right. Yeah, to say he embellished his resume gives a bad connotation. It doesn't do the word justice in it to of embellishment. He really did a number on the voters, I hate to say.
They believed him.
Well, right. And you mentioned, Captain, too, that the Republican Party, those in that area, needed to do some a better job of vetting a potential candidate for something like that. He got elected, so he's been sworn in. Kevin McCarthy swore in all the representatives elect the other night, and that was that. So he's going to be serving his term unless something else comes up. But yes, I think you'll see that there can be continued calls for resignation. Nobody's going to work with this guy,
no,
as far as I can tell. So he's going to be a pariah. So, you know, there you go.
And he's got some very mediocre committee assignments, too. The Speaker, McCarthy, saw to that he wouldn't be in the middle of something just in case there were some proceedings going to be brought against him.
Well, right. I guess it begs the question, how in the heck can you represent your district honorably if you've lied to all the people that voted for you to put you where you are right now? It's not a joke. It's not something, hey, look at me, look what I got in the history books for what I did. It is actually detrimental, and it dishonors the people that, by the way, Captain, that gave their lives to make sure we could have the country that we have.
So the guy from Indiana, Fort Wayne in particular, the former mayor over there, Mayor Pete, took it on the chin yesterday after the FAA outage grounded all the flights over there, and he was saying, oh, no, it's not that bad. We're going to get it taken care of, and oh, well, we're on it, and we're doing this, and we're doing that. What exactly did he do? I'm still trying to figure it out.
Well, I think all he did was, you know, go out and talk about it or make some kind of statement, I would think. I don't know that Pete Buttigieg is somehow directly involved in the fixing of it. It's a technical issue, but certainly Captain and the system was there before Pete Buttigieg arrived. There's no doubt about that. But you could make the case, though, that in the time that Pete Buttigieg has been there, what have been the priorities at the FAA? Did anybody bring up this NOTAM issue in terms of modernizing it or potential problems or hardening it against any potential kind of attack, a cyber attack? So I think all those are very legitimate questions.
Well, I don't think anybody did, or we wouldn't be talking about it.
Well, right, but of course, the priorities are going to be much more political. They're going to be whether or not it's following the cadence of the woke mentality. These kinds of things that have nothing to do with making sure that pilots across the country, commercial and private, have all the information they need in a timely manner. Otherwise, we get what we got yesterday morning, which was a complete ground stop, the first ground stop since 9/11.
Yeah, wasn't it, though?
Yeah, that's right. And it's an incredibly important system. And if you don't have it, then everybody's lives are at risk in the flying community. You know, those who are on airlines, those who are flying their private planes.
Now, Vladimir Putin yesterday went and did it again. I think this is his third replacement. He replaced Russia's top commander in the Ukraine.
He sure did, and he had replaced one of the generals that had the nickname Armageddon, you know, because he was so ruthless and this kind of thing. But he's bringing in this new general, I suppose, Captain, because the headline would be Putin doesn't know how to win this thing, or the Russians can't win this thing the way that they're going. So we continue with another change. I think it shows that things aren't going the way that Putin wants them to go.
Yeah, that would make sense, wouldn't it?
Well, right, and again, you know, Putin thought this thing was going to be over in a few days. He thought he'd get the support. He thought he'd install his new government. It would be all over, and the world map would just now be Ukraine belongs to Russia. But that's not the way that it went. So, you know, he's continuing to have to deal with this, creating, of course, other huge problems. So there you have it.
Okay. I hear the music coming up in my ear, so we will put you on hold, and we'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, coming up on the bottom of the hour. Don't go anywhere. I'll be back after these messages, and your stations get a chance to identify themselves, too. I shall return with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
I shall go. I shall go.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
USA News Update. Elon Musk is now the world record holder for losing the most wealth ever. Forbes reports the Tesla and Twitter CEO lost an estimated $182 billion since November 2021, meaning his net worth toppled from over $320 billion to $138 billion. The losses were largely blamed on the fall of Tesla shares by more than 65% last year. President Biden doesn't support a potential ban on gas stoves. A federal consumer safety official earlier called the appliance a hidden hazard due to emissions that have been linked to asthma. A White House spokesperson told CNN the Independent Consumer Product Safety Commission won't ban the stoves. Assault weapons are now illegal in Illinois. Governor J.B. Pritzker signed a bill Tuesday that bans the sale of military-style weapons and high-capacity magazines. Illinois is the ninth state to implement the legislation, which Pritzker says will save lives. I'm Julio Flores, USA News.
I need to pay bills. When is my tax refund coming? I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
I need to set up a payment plan. How do I do that?
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
I need help with my taxes. Does the IRS offer free help?
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Need answers to your tax questions? Go to irs.gov.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Matt Bruce here with Dave Moss Jr. talking about how their service department makes customers' lives easy.
Captain Matt, Moss Nissan Service is simply the best around, and our service department works around your schedule as a customer, not ours. We're now featuring extended service hours from up to 7 p.m., and if you're too busy to drop your car off with us, we'll come pick the vehicle up from you, do the service, and then drop it back off to you once the service is complete.
And you know, folks, Moss Nissan Service is simply the best. Tampa, Newport Richey, Crystal River, or on mossnissan.com, and tell them the captain.
Don't forget the brand new Moss Nissan located in Brooksville, right there on State Route 50, just this side of the toll road. If you get to the toll road and you haven't seen Moss Nissan on the left side if you're going west or the right side if you're going east, then guess what? You've gone too far, because it's about 100 yards east of the toll road on State Route 50 on the south side of the road. Can't miss it. Brand spanking new building. Brand spanking new building. You're going to love it. You are absolutely flat out going to love it. Great place, tremendous people, and I'm telling you, I've been in business for quite a while, done business with a lot of different car dealerships and whatnot. These guys are the best of the best, absolutely, positively, make no mistake about it. All right, back to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Mr. Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All righty. You know, just when you thought I couldn't get any better, I would just happen to look at the weather map here, and gee whiz, it's really starting to bear down in the northeast as far as the snow up in the north up here along the Canadian border, Maine down into New Hampshire, over into Vermont, and the upstate New York area, north of Lake George, and lots of fog tonight for some reason up in the northern part of the U.S. And out by you now, we've got snow in the mountains hugging the Nevada border.
Well, that's right. Exactly right. So we're definitely seeing, again, these storms coming through. A lot of it right now concentrated up in Northern California, up into Oregon and Washington as well, which we'll be talking about in the Trucker Highway and Byway Report, too.
Yeah, now they're calling for a special counsel, the Republicans, when it comes to the classified documents left very shoddily around by Joe Biden. Again, it's kind of hard to figure. And here's the big thing, folks. I wouldn't be saying a lot about this, and neither would anybody else, if it isn't for one simple thing. Joe Biden was not the president. He did not enjoy the privileges that the president had of taking classified documents and carrying them with him to review or do this or do that. The vice president comes under a whole different set of rules and regulations. They have to have permission, and that permission has to be in the form of a letter or something that they carry with them for them to have those with them at any time, and they are not supposed to take them out of the building where they're stored, let alone take them to your office or your home or whatever, right?
Well, that's exactly right. It will be very interesting, Captain, to see if we find if there's any paper trail at all of President Obama giving such a directive. I don't think we should hold our breath that the document will surface.
No, and if it doesn't, then if they don't pursue him with the same vigor that they did Donald Trump, then we really need to raise holy hell.
Well, that's exactly right. And, you know, Captain, you mentioned the idea of special counsel. Well, Senator Josh Hawley out of Missouri, Republican out of Missouri, had tweeted just that earlier in response to all of this coming out. He talked about, you know, calling for a special counsel. So this is a big deal. Basically, as you mentioned, the key factor here is treating this issue the same way that we'd see the other issues be treated, no matter what party somebody's from.
Now, with the Supreme Court's overturning of Roe v. Wade, it brought out some attacks on some pro-life groups by some people on the far left. And the House yesterday passed a resolution, not a law, but a resolution, condemning the attacks on the pro-life groups.
Well, that's right. You know, people that, you know, in other words, even the notion of pro-life group, that term is actually tried to be demonized by the left in this country. Someone can be pro-life. Someone can offer you an alternative to having an abortion. They might even have some information, some scientific information about what it is that is happening in your body at that time. As far as I know, Captain, we live in a free country where you can disseminate such information and offer help to people to have them make a different choice or make their own choice. But some people think that even that is going too far. It's extreme. It's just so anti-abortion at that point. But it's not even it's offering somebody a different choice, like I'm saying. So to attack them or to attack their offices is just reprehensible.
Now, the RNC chair candidates are going to face off in a debate later this month. The people that are running for the RNC a chairmanship position, they're going to face off somewhere, I don't know where yet, but somewhere in a debate. That ought to be interesting.
Well, certainly, and it should be open and up for debate. I think everything has to be on the table, right?
Yep.
It's whether or not is just changing the RNC chairperson, is that the key to generating the red wave? Is it a combination of that, or is it a combination along with making sure that the GOP in and of itself has a central message and acts with a singular purpose in getting a red wave in 2024 and sweeping through and taking the White House? So right now, the blame game isn't the right game. But we have to be constructive about this stuff. And there has to be, hopefully, a dropping of some of the egos and get into how is the GOP going to get from point A to point B.
Now, Brazilian authorities right now are continuing to brace for more possible violence, which is not a good thing. What do you think?
Well, that's exactly what we're hearing about. And, of course, what we're seeing, of course, in Brazil and the tenor of the new government there, which I know the Biden administration, I believe, supports wholeheartedly, what's the genesis of possible more unrest going to be? Is it going to be cracking down on civil liberties? Is it going to be those kinds of things that could drive this? So we'll be watching it very carefully.
Now, continuing a decades-long trend, the percentage of American women who've ever had a child declined again in the latest figures from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. A lower percentage of women from the age of 18 to 44 from 2015 to 2018 have ever had a biological child compared with women aged 15 to 44. 2011 to 2015, but concluded in a report which was issued January 10th by the CDC's National Center for Health Statistics.
Very interesting statistic. Society is going through, in so many ways, different changes. Certainly the notion of having children or having children at a certain age or before or after a certain age, I think is in flux at this point. So we don't know exactly where it's going, but it is a very interesting development.
Well, births in the United States are down, families are down, church attendance is down, participation in schools is down. So we're going in the wrong direction at the moment.
Yeah, and I'd add, too, a lot of people just don't want to go back to work anymore either. In other words, we see a lot of this unraveling. And it's no surprise, Captain, if you have an all-out assault for years and years and years and years on the idea of family, on the idea of traditional societal stability, these kinds of things, it's no wonder. It's no wonder. But unfortunately, has it led to, I think this is the key question, has it led to a better place to be? Has it caused a lot of people to feel lost and disconnected? You know, I think that's a real question.
Good question. And finally, Representative James Comer from Kentucky has intensified the investigation of his committee on the Bidens. It's fixing to get interesting out there in La La Land.
Okay, yeah, pop your popcorn, get your cheesy poofs, and get ready.
Okay, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming back with more here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. I shall return.
You found it. The most listened to radio program in the overnights. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Be sure to tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Some other guys you knew before. Two other guys you know I love you more. You took me by.
That's a little CCR from back in the day, and I'll tell you what, heard it through the grapevine. Never mind Gladys Pip. Gladys Pip for the, and what was it then, the Knights. This group here, Creedence Clearwater Revival, they had it going when they had this one going. What do you think, Kyle? Oops. There we go. What do you think, Kyle?
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. Yeah, Gladys Knight and the Pips, and Elton John did the cover of that on one of the like a documentary film that he made. I that song's been all over the place, and it's that riff right there at the beginning too, Captain, that is so cool. It just really makes the song. And so, yeah, that's CCR.
Yeah, I totally agree. Okay, tell us what's going on weather-wise out by you.
All right, well, folks, if you're trucking up on I-90 this morning on Still Squamy Pass, you've got snowing and gusty winds being reported. So you want to be careful, snow and slush on the roadway there. So you're probably going to be hanging iron, so be ready for that. All around Seattle right now, we're looking at, I believe we've got a lot of rain going on up there right now as well. We've also got snow just to the west of Seattle as you come out I-90. But that rain, Captain, is going to go down all through Portland. It's going to be coming out I-84 there as well. You're also going to have it across the Interstate 5 all the way down a little bit south of Salem. It's going to pick up again a little bit north of Medford, and you're going to be having all that as you head into Northern California. I'm sure our friend Richard the Marine right now has got a lot of rain going on right there, at least according to the radar.
I bet he's got his boat ready to go, too.
That's right. So batten down the hatches. There's no doubt about that. We have snow also coming up I-80. We've got, as you head out towards Winnemucca and as you make your way towards Elko, so be aware of that. That's what we're seeing on the radar map. But, of course, Captain, the big story is those atmospheric rivers coming into California. We've got a little bit of respite on Thursday, but not so much for Northern California as we continue to see the rain battering that part of the state. So stay tuned. We'll be telling you more as we go through the week.
Back well, over the next 12 days, they're talking about four more of these systems.
That's exactly right. It's good that, you know, everybody says you need the rain. Some of these reservoirs are starting to fill up, so that's good. But the landslides and the flooding, all that is really having an impact.
And that's because that's the water that's going out in the ocean.
Well, that's right. And just the volume of water is causing, especially in any burn areas, is bad.
Yeah, and if they didn't have that water going, you know, running pretty much by itself, headed out towards the ocean, creating some of this damage, they wouldn't have this damage. So why they don't...
More than likely.
Yeah, why they don't divert the water to where it needs to be instead of letting it do this is nuts.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, hopefully in time.
Okay, let's go over to North and South Dakota. We've got a bunch of fog on the west side of North and South Dakota. Rapid City coming out of... right there on the line with Montana, you're going to have fog over about 100 miles into South Dakota along I-90. You've got some fog tonight about midway down the line in Minnesota, so be advised of that. You got some fog and maybe a little bit of wintry weather down in Kansas, in the south-central part of Kansas, and then you've got some unsettled weather conditions that run straight down through Tulsa, Oklahoma City, straight down 35 down to Dallas, Fort Worth. Could be some severe storms mixed up with that. But where you got to really pay attention today to the severe weather is starting out in Alabama. There is the possibility, the very good possibility, for some severe storms kicking in Alabama this morning, along with the eastern part of Louisiana and Mississippi. And over towards the panhandle, over towards Mobile, and over into Florida, up there in the panhandle, there's a very strong possibility you could be looking at some severe weather here in the not-too-distant future. So be advised of that. Now, we also have a bunch of fog tonight east of Chicago. It's out on Lake Michigan, but to the east of Chicago, running all the way across 94 to Detroit, and then running on down through most of Indiana, running down the western side of Ohio, just west of I-75, all the way up to Toledo from Kentucky, and then in Illinois, in the central part of Illinois, coming across what looks like I-70 and I-64, you're going to have fog in that area as well, so be advised. And snow in the northeast to be included not only in Maine, where we had some freezing rain way up in the top there, Presque Isle, but we've got snow over the western part of the northern part of Maine, as well as Vermont and New Hampshire, and then part of the northernmost part of Massachusetts along the Berkshires in there. And then we've got some snow north of Lake George tonight as well. So keep in mind all that that's going on. All right, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics, host of the Kyle Warren Show. And don't forget our Truckers Highway and Bible Report, always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Stop on by there and find out why they are the largest truck stop chain in the United States. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
We certainly have got plenty of stuff going on today, not to forget about the fact that we've got little old Pete Buttigieg who got himself in all kinds of trouble yesterday. I did not realize when we were on the air that we were losing our radar system and our ability to be able to control the airplanes on the ground and know where this was and that was. And by the time I went out of here, I thought it was rather odd. There were no planes on the runway, no planes taking off, no planes landing, and it was like that when I got home. I get the benefit of also seeing the St. Pete Airport over there, too. Nothing going on, and it stayed that way for about 3 hours.
Well, it was slow to come back. They started about 9 o'clock, I think, in Atlanta and in Newark. The system that went down is what is known as the NOTAM. Notice to, it used to be airmen, now it's notice to air mission. So we had to do a politically correct adjustment there. But that is a system that advises pilots on all kinds of things in the air. Part of the FAA system. So that is what failed. And it started to fail the night before. Now, that sounds to me like a hack, but that's just me. They're pretty adamant that there's no evidence of that yet, but I hope the press keeps asking the hard questions to see what the cause of it was. We need to also remember, by the way, that last month, or last week, Florida went down.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, I think there's a lot of nonsense going on with the computers. I do believe hacking could be part of it. Okay, hold that thought. Folks, you're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. It's Thursday morning. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. And I shall return with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Let me tell you all about it.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.